the Defense Information Systems Agency may be tightening its telework policy. The agency's been at the forefront of teleworking since it consolidated its headquarters back in 2011, moving to Fort Meade, Maryland. But a new director's in charge now and wants to shake things up in a way that DISA employees are pretty unnerved about. Federal News Radio reporter Scott Massioni got the scoop on the forthcoming changes to DISA's telework rules. His exclusive story is posted right now at federalnewsradio.com, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hi there, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So what exactly are the changes that could, and I emphasize could, be coming to DISA? Because these are still in draft form, as I understand it, right?
That's right. So I obtained a draft copy of DISA's new telework policy, and that draft outlines a number of changes. Currently, DISA's employees can work up to 3 days a week remotely, but if this policy goes into effect, that will no longer be the case. Firstly, the employees will have to change to 2 days a week of teleworking. Supervisors will only be able to telework 1 day a week, and those supervisors will also be required to submit a business plan to senior executive officials. And also, new employees are on a six-month probation period before they can actually telework.
I mean, so that just suggests a level of suspicion about teleworking in general. Is that kind of the attitude, as far as we can tell, from the new director, Lieutenant General Alan Lynn? What do we know about what he has told the DISA workforce, or at least what he's expressed privately about his views on teleworking?
So I talked to six different sources within DISA, and they all said that General Lynn and also the chief of staff seem to be a little skeptical of teleworking in general, and that they think that industry is moving away from teleworking. But we've seen that not to be the case. There's several studies out that say teleworking is increasing within industry, and in fact, it has been increasing over the past 10 years or so.
And at the same time, the agency has expressed to you some of the reasons why it's at least examining the policy. What have they been saying, and what do we know about General Lynn's attitude about teleworking?
Right. So, yeah, let me just emphasize in the past that DISA has won awards for how good their teleworking has been. And,
right.
And they have a pretty robust teleworking policy. So what they're saying is that they want more people within the office, and they want to kind of just people to see each other one-on-one and exchange ideas. And, you know, while this seems like it could be a good thing, it could be a really frustrating thing for some of the employees.
Because DISA is a little bit unique in that it has a really geographically dispersed workforce, right? And one of the key things that happened with DISA when it moved up to Fort Meade in 2011 as part of the BRAC process is it managed to keep a lot of its existing workforce who was at that time living in Northern Virginia. And I think a lot of those people still do, but they kind of live all over the place too, right? So this would increase commutes for many, many people. Right?
That's right. Yeah. In 2011, they consolidated three different bases in Northern Virginia to Fort Meade, Maryland. And people commute from as far as Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia. And like you said, one way they retain the majority of their employees, and that's about 75% that actually stayed, is the teleworking policy that they had. So, you know, a lot of people are really afraid that they're going to have to start driving 85 miles like one of the gentlemen I talked to, or, you know, they'll have to put their kids in extra daycare. There's a lot of different impacts that this will have on the employees.
And so, I mean, that it's sort of changing the deal on them in midstream if this policy does indeed go into effect in the way that it's been described. What are some of the other concerns that you've heard from employees as you've gone through the process of reporting this story? Because I know you've heard from several of them, none of whom wanted to go on the record for understandable reasons.
Right, right. So one supervisor said to me that she would have to pay up to $1,500 a month for daycare for her children before and after school. And she said to me, quote, that I would have to wake my kids up in the dark and have them eat breakfast before and go to a before care facility, and would be too tired by the time I got home to fix them a proper dinner. And, you know, it's not just the family life thing. It's also traffic problems. Fort Meade is a 40,000-person facility, more than 40,000. So teleworking is one way that DISA alleviated those traffic problems. And as you can imagine, parking on the base isn't very good either. You know, there's so many people there. So sources said that DISA is considering off-site parking to deal with extra cars. So that shuttle, there'd be a shuttle that would go to this off-site parking that would add up to 30 minutes of a commute to these employees that are driving in. You know, like I said, that some of these employees are coming from Delaware, from West Virginia. That means they have to put extra wear on their cars. You know, if they have a leased car, that's extra money and extra mileage they're putting on there. And, you know, as we said before, their families are going to really feel this as well.
So I guess one of the things to watch over the next coming months and years is whether that high retention rate that DISA had when it moved its workforce from Northern Virginia primarily, but also, as you say, other places to Fort Meade, actually begins to attrit as the teleworking policy goes into a place. But again, I guess we should emphasize that it's not formally in place yet. What's the status of that in terms of the process of putting this, what had been a draft policy that you obtained, what's the process of actually making that official DISA policy, announcing it to the workforce? To what extent do we know that that's actually going to happen or not?
Right. So we started hearing a little bit about this in November. And back then, DISA just said that things were under review. And they're still sticking with that story that the policy is under review and that no official change has been made. However, some of the sources have told us that today there's going to be an all hands meeting and a town hall meeting with the director. As of Monday, DISA said that nothing has been scheduled in the meeting to talk about telework policy. But, you know, things can change. So in the meantime, we'll just have to wait and find out what happens.
All right. Federal News Ready reporter Scott Massioni. Again, his exclusive story on DISA's impending changes, possible impending changes, I should say, to its telework policy is online now at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks again, Scott.
Thank you.
And it's also easy to share this interview with your colleagues. Just go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.